Level up your finances with top podcasts. The top personal finance podcasts for motivating you to get out of debt. Whether you have a 25-minute commute, enjoy a 30-minute exercise routine, or just make time for personal study each day, you likely have time to listen to an informative and personally enriching podcast. Since you are reading this post, finding a personal finance podcast is even more relevant to you. Check out these great personal finance podcasts that were made to help people get out of debt. Great personal finance podcasts offer more than theoretical approaches to debt elimination. They share practical and easy-to-implement steps to reduce your debts, including do-it-yourself and third-party programs, identifying the pros and cons of each for various individual circumstances. They also share success stories that motivate the listener to action. Criteria: as we considered the hundreds of podcasts that address personal finance generally and debt elimination specifically, we looked for those that satisfied the following conditions. Practical: does the podcast offer steps for eliminating debt that is practical, applicable, and easy to implement? Enduring: has the podcast either been publishing episodes for a year or more, or are there dozens of episodes to choose from? If the podcast has only published a few episodes or is brand new, we will withhold judgment for now and reconsider it in the future. Additionally, the podcast must have published at least one episode in the past 3 months as of the time of this post's publication. Broad: do the episodes address a variety of debt types, credit cards, car loans, mortgages, student loans, store cards, collections? Unbiased: the podcast may be the product of a business, nonprofit, or other commercial venture, but if it promotes one business, service, author, or organization over others, no matter how good it is, its bias means it will miss highlighting and reviewing many powerful tools that can benefit the listener. The podcast may even give away or sell their own programs, which is an indication of their authority and their dedication to the topic, but if they do so at the expense of all other books and programs, their podcast will not make this list. U.S.-based: although many principles of debt elimination are universal in application, many practical issues will vary by the laws and business practices from country to country. The podcasts on this list will generally be based in the U.S. and provide information about debt reduction options for U.S. consumers. Broad-minded: does the podcast consider and address a variety of debt elimination approaches? If it only promotes the debt snowball, then it misses many positive alternatives and does not have the listener's well-being in mind. There are many great podcasts out there that share valuable advice and tools about getting out of debt. However, you will generally not find podcasts listed here that are devotees of just one talk show personality or one financial expert to the exclusion of all others. The podcasts in this post are listed in alphabetical order, not in order of preference. If they made the list, they are worth your time to check out. Find the one or two that connect with you personally, and share your experiences with us and other readers in the comments section below. The Money Podcast from Bigger Pockets. With over 300 episodes by mid-June 2022, this podcast from Bigger Pockets remains one of the most popular shows in the podcast sphere. From debt repayment to homeownership to credit building and financial independence, The Money Podcast hits a variety of important personal finance topics, and it does so with enthusiasm and often humor. Twice a week, hosts Mindy and David interview experts and achievers who share their best tips and experiences listeners can benefit from on their own journeys. Where to find? Homepage: Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher. Journey to launch. Jamila is a financially independent wife and mother of two who purchased her first piece of real estate at age 22. Unlike many podcasters, Jamila did not need to make all the common financial mistakes before jumping on her journey to financial independence. That does not mean she has not experienced financial challenges, but her drive for financial freedom includes a desire to share important principles and tools with others wanting to get out of debt and take control of their money. With nearly 300 episodes to choose from, you will find many on the topic of debt, debt elimination, and personal stories of achieving debt freedom. Check out episode 119 as Jamila interviews Kanisha Mays from Jamaica about her own journey out of debt, out of overspending, and out of the role of being the family bank. Many of Jamila's episodes last an hour, so you will have the chance to get to know her guests better than you might with other podcasts that only last 10 to 25 minutes. Where to Find, Homepage, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Stitcher, His and Her Money. Talat and Ty offer scores of podcast episodes to choose from when it comes to personal finance, many of which address debt. Like many blogs and podcasts of personal journeys from indebtedness to debt freedom, His and Her Money also hosts others who have traveled similar journeys. These stories offer hope, ideas, and tools for those just starting out. As a husband and wife team, Talat and Ty offer additional insight into the importance of working together in relationships to tame, control, and maximize financial tools to achieve what is most important in your life. Plus, Talat brings the perspective of both a veteran and a teacher, while Ty brings the perspectives of a military spouse and someone who had to deal with the challenge of marrying into debt when you are debt-free yourself. Finally, faith is also a big part of this podcast. With His and Her Money podcast, you have hundreds of episodes to choose from going all the way back to 2014. With all those stories and ideas, you are bound to find the motivation and inspiration to get you out of your own debt. Where to Find, Homepage, Apple Podcasts, Listen to Notes, Stitcher, DIY Money. Since 2019, Daniel and Quint offer 15-minute bite-sized content on a great variety of personal finance topics. Tune in for a primer on household budgets or to learn more about Ethereum and NFTs. DIY Money may not have its own homepage, but you'll find it on my podcast platforms. Where to Find, Homepage, N.A. Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, Debt Free in 30. Yes, Doug Hoyes and his company are based in Ontario, Canada, but I love the variety of his topics and the principles he takes on. If you live in the US, you will just skip over the few episodes that are Canadian-specific, such as those having to do with the Canadian tax system, but these 30 to 40 minute podcasts are so insightful you'll want to bookmark them on all your electronic devices. One of my pet topics about why we keep spending our money on terrible purchases, such as legal gambling, the lottery, and illegal scams, is the sunk cost notion. We think that we have spent so much money on this item or activity already, we might as well see it through to the end. This leads many households, American and Canadian, into excessive debt. Doug addresses this in episode 273 and why we have to free ourselves from this fallacy. You should also ask yourself the question from episode 255 in July 2019, are you financially dependent on debt? Of course, you want to answer, no, but the answer is not as cut and dry as it seems. Where to Find, Homepage, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Debt-Free Dad. Debt-Free Dad is an up-and-coming personal finance podcast housed at Balanced Sense Financial Coaching and hosted by Brad Nelson. Although started in early 2020, the show already has over 100 episodes. However, the site has an extensive blog with hundreds of posts on many of the foundational personal finance topics that are critical to getting out and staying out of debt. Brad Nelson hosts the show and includes the video along with the audio on his site, Balanced Sense. He leads the conversations with his brother and others. The show's format is easy to follow as a podcast or as a video segment, with a nice back and forth between the hosts. I hope the show continues to grow and would even expect Brad and his fellow hosts to start reaching out to other personal finance experts and those with compelling debt reduction stories. As a product of Financial Peace University, Brad and his co-hosts are understandably huge fans of the debt snowball, but they do at least address the debt avalanche in episode 7. Where to Find, Homepage, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, Follow Me Out of Debt. Podcast host Tom Merlino has recorded over 400 episodes, lasting from just 7 or 8 minutes to as much as 20, so these podcasts are ideal for your commute. You may even get 2 or 3 of them each morning or afternoon. Additionally, Tom conscientiously avoids towing the line of any one financial expert, so he stays open to the best ideas available. Despite the podcast's name, Tom offers discussions and insights into a variety of personal finance topics, from spending and saving to investing and the general mindset of someone who will successfully pay off their debts. Check out episode 357 on How and Why to Focus on One Debt at a Time for a good discussion of this critical principle in debt reduction. Where to Find, Homepage, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, How to Money. You don't have to be a beer drinker to enjoy listening to these two best friends who are. Reading their About Us section and seeing the photo of them drinking beer at their table, you might expect these Joel and Matt to be the Bob and Doug McKenzie of the 1980s CBC TV show, Great White North. They will mention the name of the beer they are drinking during the show, but they will also offer some great information along with their opinions and ideas about debt and other money-related topics. How to Money meets pretty much all the criteria to be on this list. Joel and Matt have already amassed more than 500 episodes since late 2017. Plus, if you would like to listen to their comparison of the debt avalanche and the debt snowball, check out How to Money episode 085 from May 2019. Want to learn more about debt consolidation? Check out episode 77 from April 2019. You will also find episodes on dealing with student loans, mortgage debt, and even the concept of good debt versus bad debt. Where to find? Homepage, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Stitcher, Scott Allen Turner Best Money Academy. Also known as Financial Rockstar, Scott Allen Turner's 40-minute podcasts offer great insights into important topics through interactive and engaging episodes. Many of Scott's podcasts include links to surveys and additional resources to add value to the already great content. Along with his co-host, Maddie, Scott addresses debt on several episodes, e.g. July 30, 2019, and January 8, 2020. But I appreciate the choice of subjects that have a direct impact on a person's or household's consumer debt. One of my favorite topics is busting the myths of the millionaire lifestyle so that young people, in particular, will reevaluate their current financial aspirations and spending behaviors. Listen to Scott's October 17th and November 20th from 2019 for good discussions on these ideas. You can also find Scott and Maddie on video live casts through YouTube if you prefer the visuals. For the podcast or video, just expect a lot of rock and roll music in the background during the intros and the commercial breaks. This could be a great way to stay awake on your commute. Where to find? Homepage, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, YouTube. Related questions. Where can you find personal finance podcasts? You will find scores of personal finance podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and even Pandora, in addition to many podcasts that have corresponding videos on YouTube and Facebook. Go to your favorite podcast app and search for Personal Finance, Debt, or How to Become a Millionaire. How often should you listen to personal finance podcasts? If you only get your personal finance information from podcasts, listen to 2 podcasts per week. Consider listening to 1 episode from your favorite podcaster each week and to 1 episode from a different podcaster each week to provide perspective and variety.